Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. An area of research is to successfully grow human organs in a lab, even the human brain. And now, a new study shows that cultured brain cells can be taught to play a computer game.
That's crazy, Dave. And I remember playing the game. It's called Pong. It's like tennis, where two players each controls a bar on the screen and keeps a white square or ball in play. You score a point when the other player misses and the ball goes out.
Exactly. And to see if brain cells could learn to play, scientists grew about 800,000 neurons on a silicone chip in a petri dish bathed in a nutrient solution. This is about how many cells are in a cockroach brain.
The neurons formed what looked like a biological circuit board. The circuit could communicate through electrical signals with the computer, which is connected to the silicon chip.
The computer told the cells where the moving ball was on the screen. Researchers noted that the untrained neurons were not good at hitting it.
So they provided positive electrical pulses to indicate when the bar hit the traveling ball. Misses received unfocused pulses. And guess what? The cells began to recognize the patterns that led to a hit and got better at it.
Human neurons were better at Pong than mouse neurons, which might reflect the complexity of the human brain. Our brains are more adaptable and efficient than even today's artificial intelligence.
Could living brain cell-enabled robots make better decisions? Perhaps a living Terminator is in our future.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.